Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
In his promise to send his Spirit, the Lord said his Spirit would reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. This English word reprove is translated from a Greek word, which means tell him his fault. He said he would reprove the world of sin, because they believe not on me. The Spirit of God bears testimony against the sin of this world, as he shows the work of the law written in the hearts of men. All men are without excuse before God. For even those who are not given the law of God written in tablets of stone, nonetheless know right from wrong and despise the rule of God over them, delighting in the lusts of their flesh and finding fault with those who would treat them in the same fashion which they would treat others. Even thieves grow angry when someone steals from them. The rebuke of the Spirit tells them their faults, but they will not listen, content to go on in their way in a complete disregard of him who demands their obedience. They bear their iniquity. He said his Spirit would reprove the world of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Though the righteousness of Christ is not hidden from the world, they cannot see it because of the willing darkness which envelops their mind. His children, on the other hand, rejoice in the revelation of his perfect righteousness, both as a sinless man and as a substitute for sinners, paying the debt of sin which his people owed. He imputes his righteousness to them, and they are convicted by his Spirit of their own sinful condition and convinced of his completely satisfactory solution to their dilemma of being enemies of God, which is manifested by their own wicked works. They are ashamed of their record, but rejoice in being reconciled unto God, throwing down their arms of rebellion and falling at his feet in worship. He said his Spirit would reprove the world of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. We're not waiting to see his judgment, because the Lord has already manifested it in his triumph at Calvary and the garden tomb. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He did this as he blotted out the handwriting of those ordinances which were against us, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver him through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Christ's absolute victory in securing the redemption of that elect people for which he came to save has forever destroyed the capability of Satan to harm even one hair of their heads. Satan is now only able to breathe out empty threats as he awaits the end to which he is assigned. He cannot devour even one of the weakest of those lambs for whom Christ has shed his precious blood. Thus we see the Spirit's work is given primarily for the benefit of those sons of God, the called according to his purpose, as he works all things together for their good. They are reproved daily as he applies the word of God to their hearts and minds. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. He teaches them of Christ, who is their performer and righteousness. His work is seen in his gentle rebukes as their flesh wars against him in the form of pride. He delivers them from self-righteousness, teaching them of their own weakness and, in contrast, the source of their strength. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. When his Spirit is present, the Lord's people will be convicted of their sin and their unworthiness of the least of his mercies. When the Spirit convicts those whom he has given life, they are as Job after the whirlwind, and Saul on the road to Damascus. They know themselves to be sinners in dire need. Yet the work of the Spirit is not done by merely bringing the sons of God to see themselves as sinners, for he will convince them of the righteousness of that one in whom he gives them faith to believe and to confess with Paul, "I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." He will bring many sons unto glory with this same confession, and it is by his continual work in the sons of God that they are made to rejoice in him. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you taught by the Spirit of Christ, or by the religion of men?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.